go for Sheldon.
Sheldon?
Hello, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. How are you?
I am doing great.
That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what do you want to share with me right now? Anything?
Yes, I'm still waiting for you on the rest of the manuscript. When would you be able to send it?
Slower and louder.
Okay, when would you be able to send me the rest of the manuscript?
Not right at this moment. I'm still trying to get it deciphered, and I said that I would have that there perhaps by today is Friday, perhaps by Wednesday.
Okay, that's perfect. And one important thing I wanted to talk about was you said originally that you did not want to change much in your book, but you didn't want to have it corrected, right?
True. I mean, you can look at it and think if you think of something that you want to change,
mm-hmm.
That's okay. Just let me know, and we'll go from there.
Okay, perfect.
I don't know how much of the book you got into, if you've read everything that I wrote, or what have you done so far?
At this time, we're currently waiting for the entire manuscript so we can compile a report for you.
Now, let me try to understand this. Daniel told me that you guys would work on it piece by piece. You would send me something, I would look at it, and you would get right back with me.
Yes.
If you're waiting for the whole manuscript, I was hoping that you would be started already.
Remember our first call, Steve? I told you
I'm not talking about our first call. I'm talking about my conversation with Daniel.
Uh-huh.
He's my initial contact. He's the one that talked me into basically doing what I'm doing, and I went on basically trying to understand that you're basically there to proofread and do a little bit of ghostwriting if you have to.
Yes. Now,
and you can't start with one or two pages?
I can't start with one or two pages. The thing is that if you want us to just directly start the book like that, we can do that as well. I should be able to get you a draft for the basic line edit by next week. That's not a problem. We generally have a process which we follow. If you want to skip that, that's fine.
Okay, I'm just basically, Sheldon, I'm just basically wanting to get the book to a point where you can say, hey, that's a pretty good book. Why don't you get it published? That's why I was hoping you would read some of it and say, hey, it's worth pursuing, or you're wasting your time, Steve.
Steve, the 77 pages you have sent is being read by our writing team. They're carefully evaluating. That's
how many people on your team?
Your current writing team, the assigned to you, has three people.
Okay, and basically those 77 pages, if you have three people, they should have been able to read through that in less than 2 hours.
Yes, they have read through that. That's why, like I said before, originally I assumed that you'll be sending the complete manuscript and then we're going to start working from there because that's how it usually works.
Said to me. What was said to me is I could send half of the manuscript, which I sent over half, and you guys would start on it. So, if you were asking for the full manuscript, I wish that Daniel would have told me that up front. So I would have sent you the full manuscript. I sent you what I had so we can get started on the process. Now, you have to understand, I've been
in
the classroom. I spent 30 years in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to take from students on their final reports piece by piece.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no problem with that. And I'm assuming that you guys are a lot more intelligent than I am when it comes to writing. Okay?
He can start. He can start with what you've given,
we'll
Steve.
Next Wednesday. Is that going to work for you, Daniel? I mean, Sheldon.
Yes, we can start with what you've given us. That's absolutely no problem.
Okay, but I haven't received anything back from you like Daniel told me. Daniel said you guys would read 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 pages, and then you would send information back to me, and then we would make those corrections and move forward.
Yes. Now, the standard turnaround time for one draft to be made is 5 to 7 business days, okay? So since we got our conversation and everything aligned this week, you will be receiving your first draft by the next week, okay?
You know what, I do. I really wish that I would have spoken to you before I signed this contract, but because I was looking at a process that is a lot quicker than 7-day turnaround time to read 6 pages.
It's not about reading 6 pages. You're not just getting a draft. You'll be getting the edited draft. You'll have it proofread, and you'll have it corrected, like the general grammatical mistakes and plagiarism checks.
And
anything
the
format.
That, like I said, Sheldon, anything that you want to say, I think this would be better if you wrote it this way. That's fine with me. I look at you as being the expert.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just a novice. That's all I am. At 82, I'm just a novice. So I'm just basically looking at, let's hopefully by next Friday I have something here so that I'm able to start that process, because I don't want this to prolong and be out there for 2 or 3 months. I want to get it done within 30, 40 days.
It should be done within that time. You don't have to worry about it.
Okay. I'm taking your word on that, Sheldon.
you'll see progress.
Look, I'm easy to get along with. As long as I can see progress, I'm okay. But if I don't see progress and I see a clog in the wheel, then I become concerned. Right now, I have nothing to basically say to evaluate you on. Hopefully you have things that you can evaluate me on, because I did send you, I think, 77 pages.
Yes.
Okay.
So how about this? Just give me the week,
okay,
and I'll show you progress, okay? I promise.
All right. I'm looking forward, Sheldon. I'm really looking forward to working with you in a very positive way.
Same here.
You have to understand that I'm 82 years old, and my patience is fantastic, but yet I look and say, I don't have another 10 years. But if I do, I do. I'm planning on
Yeah. I completely understand your concern. I completely understand it, which is why I said you don't have to worry about
it. Let me ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
What you read so far, how's it sound?
From what I understand, from what the writer's feedback is, it's pretty good, but rather the reason why we wait for the entire manuscript is we follow a process, okay? We completely read the book.
Okay, I understand that, and I'm willing to work with you on that. So hopefully I will have it to you all by Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
I've been sitting at my computer almost ever since I got home from swimming. I meant to call you earlier, and I says, well, why don't you get this? And I've got maybe, I'm looking at it right now, and I says, I've got that part fairly well ready to go, and I'm waiting for just one more part, and I'll be ready to send it to you. And I'm hoping that all happens by Wednesday. As soon as I get off the phone with you, I have to get in touch with somebody else and see if they have completed what they were supposed to complete for me. Okay,
perfect.
All right. I have another person that works, that does some of the corrections for me before I send anything out to you. And unfortunately, she landed in the hospital, and I'm patient enough that I understand that she's not that type of person that says, I'm just going to go to the hospital so I don't need to get this done. She will have
I
know she'll have it. Okay.
I completely understand. No problems.
So, Sheldon, I hope you're going to plan for a nice and beautiful weekend. And I know that I'm planning. My wife and I are going to go out to eat, and then we're going to come back home real quick and watch some baseball. And then we're going to go to bed. I'm going to get up tomorrow morning. I'm going to go swimming. And hopefully everything works out.
Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing. At your age, you're still being very active. That's great.
Okay. Do you have any questions for me?
I don't think I have any questions for you. I did read the book. It does not require a lot, but we might do some formatting, okay, just to get the book in order. And one
That's
important
fine.
Thing that we're going to have to change is because you want to make this look like a novel, right?
I didn't understand what he said.
Do you want this to look like a novel, right?
Well,
like
I guess
a small
so.
Book you can
I...
read.
Whatever you, if that's what you think it should look like, that's fine with me.
Yeah.
Like
so,
I said, you're the professional.
Uh-huh.
I'm just basically a novice trying to get something published that I kind of like.
I understand
okay?
that. I understand that. And I really admire that. That's why I'm just giving you some information for you to think about, okay? The entire draft that you've given us has a specific page size, okay? At this time, the page size is 8.5 by 11 inches, okay?
Okay.
Now, for a regular novel, that size, but the standard size, I would say, is 6
okay.
by 9 but inches.
There we go. Okay, at first I was typing this on a, let me see, I think it was 6, I can't recall, but it was half the size that it is right now. And Daniel told me that I needed to put it on a regular page size. So I added it all together on, well, a book is like 6 by 9, something like that.
Yeah.
See, that's the way I had it set up in the first place. But then Daniel told me it needed to be on an 8 by 11. Because he was looking at it for Amazon, and I think Amazon may require it to be on 8 by 11. I'm not certain on that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But if you need to take it back to a
6 by 9,
that's fine with me.
Perfect.
I just hope you don't lose anything in the process.
You won't lose anything in the process. We'll adjust and format the entire book according to that. So don't worry about it.
And that is fine with me because I kind of would like to have if it's on electronically, that's fine. But I also would like to have a book in my hand so that I can give it to my sons.
Okay, that's no problem. Once the book is completely done, you can also get it printed by us. We can just print and deliver the book to you. And even through the publishing process, we can help you out. No problem.
Okay. Now, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to print it and we're going to publish it somehow, how much is a printed copy going to cost me?
How it depends on how many copies you want, to be honest.
Okay, but what is going to be the cost per copy?
Cost per...
You can't tell me that yet. Okay, I understand. My wife just told me. He said he can't tell you that yet.
Yeah, because it kind of depends on how one... Because printing requires a specific amount of pages, and we can't decide that yet because, one, the book is not in the right trim size, and, two, we don't have the complete book.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you saw the... photo in there when it says Franklin Borough, Johnstown, Pennsylvania, with the line of buildings going down Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
That's the photo that I want on the cover.
Line of
and
buildings.
I'll send that to you later so that, but if you come up with something you say, hey, Steve, I think you should use this for the cover, I'm opened.
Okay. Can you repeat the line so I can confirm which one you're talking about?
Okay. I think it's like on page 6.
Page 6. Let me get to the page 6. Okay. So it's like a story of school? Story
no,
of school.
It's, no, it's not that one. Let me open my file so I can tell you what page it's on, okay?
Uh-huh.
And don't ask me because it... Something happened that all of my icons went someplace and I can't find them.
It's okay. No
I'm
problem.
Not computer. I'm not computer smart.
No problem. Take your time.
Let me see. Open that.
Which story is it from? You have a lot of stories here.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. It's on page, let me see, these pages are for numbers, okay. Let me count to that. It's page one, it's page two, it's page three, page four.
It's on page
it's
four.
Introduction.
Oh, A Day in a Young Boy's Life.
Yes.
Okay.
Somehow, if we could make that the cover, that would work for me.
Okay,
because
I think we can manage,
that is the little town that I'm writing about. That's my first 20 years were spent in that little town. And as you see the one building on the left, and you go straight up and you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 buildings down,
yeah,
that's where I was born. That's
oh,
my
that's
home.
Amazing. That's amazing.
Okay.
Yeah, that is indeed amazing. I think we can do that, but might not be able to completely get the whole picture in there, but we should be able to get a good chunk of it into the book cover.
Okay. That'll be fine with me. That's fine with me. Okay?
Perfect. So, any other
questions?
Mm-hmm.
That picture was not taken in 1940 because I'm looking at that car parked there, and that's that car's got to be at least, say, 2000 or something like that. I don't know. I didn't take that picture. Somebody else took it. Okay.
So that's Johnstown, Pennsylvania, right?
Right.
Right. Give me just
this. This little borough's 2 miles outside of Johnstown. And once you get into the book and your people get into the book, they'll understand where I'm writing about Franklin Borough, Johnstown, and Conemaugh, three little towns. Okay?
I see. I think we can't find images of Johnstown, Pennsylvania in the 1940s as well.
I have images of Johnstown in the book. Let me tell you. There's some in the book that come back from the 40s. If there's some that you have that relate to what I'm talking about, that's fine. I have no problem with that.
I'll look it up. If I can find something, I'll share it with you for your approval, okay?
And I don't understand that all those photos that you see that are from Johnstown and some other places, I've already searched that area. And
mm-hmm.
those are the ones I came up with.
I see.
Okay?
Got it. So we have a lot to work with. I think I'll just tell the team to start working and formulate a draft for you, okay?
All right, thank you. I appreciate it. You have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
And
you
let
too,
may
Steve.
God bless you.
You as well. You as well. Bless you too. Take care of yourself, Steve.
Whichever God you listen to. Okay?
Okay. Okay, Steve. Take care
All
of yourself.
Right. You take
have
care now. Have a nice weekend. Bye.
You too. Bye.